Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The lawyers call Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, place you on the right road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some powerful services, amen, before the coronavirus closed the jails in the year of 2020. And in this year of 2024, we are gearing up to go back and do more work for God, to enter into the jails and prisons, to preach God's word. And we are here on radio, as we always do, broadcasting the love of God to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know what Jesus can do, how that he can transform lives, and you won't be the same anymore. On this month, we're going to pick up on a message that I have preached on the previous broadcast, talking about why we need Jesus. Praise God. Amen. We're going to continue with that topic, praise God, during this month. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's very important for people to have Jesus in their life.
Amen.
Because he is the one that can transform and change your life and put you on the road to heaven. Praise God. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. That's the reason why I say I'm a Jesus man. I promote Jesus. I preach Jesus on radio. I preach Jesus in the congregations of the people, in the jails and prisons. I preach Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, I preach Jesus, amen, on my website, the heavenboundtrain.org website. Amen. I print my books, amen, promote Jesus, because he is the one that can give you the answer to your problem. If you're depressed, Jesus will lift up that depression and make you feel like you can be somebody. He'll make a man out of you, a woman out of you. He can give you hope for your future. Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls from sin. He come to deliver you from what the devil got you tied to. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Jesus whipped the devil at Calvary.
Yes, he did.
And Amen. Took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and rendered Satan powerless. And I'm here to let you know you do not have to be a slave to sin, because Jesus paid the debt on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. And that blood not only will forgive you of all your committed sins, but that blood will go down in your heart and wash you, purge you, clean you up, root out the Adam nature of sin out of you, make you a child of God, set you completely free from the bondage of sin. I'm talking about what the power of God can do. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus will give you freedom, liberty from sin, and place the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet. Glory to God. I'm telling you, and you got power over sin, power over the devil. That's salvation. Get you ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue, because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Yes, it does. Praise God. Amen. That's good for our introduction, Missionary Velvet. We're going to get ready to go into the Bible. Praise the Lord. Because I'm a Bible man and I'm a Jesus man. Praise God. Amen. Let's make a start in the Gospel according to St. John 14 and 6. Let's see what the Word of God say here. What did Jesus say?
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. Jesus is the door. He's the one that can get you connected to God. So many times people talk about God, but how can you get to God unless you go through his son, which is Jesus Christ? Jesus is the mediator between God and man. He's the one that can get you connected to the Almighty. You must go through him. Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. The devil wanted to divert people's attention away from Jesus and get them on something else. False religion. People waste time in false religions, worshiping idols. But I'm here to let you know, there's no need to waste time worshiping idols, worshiping false religions. You need to look to Jesus, because he's the one that can give you true deliverance from your sin. It's not enough to live a good life. Some religions teach moral living as being good. But I'm here to let you know, Jesus come to take you higher than living a moral good life. You must live holy to please God. And Jesus come to make you holy. Holiness goes beyond living a good and moral life. You must get that freedom and victory over sin where you can serve God in holiness. That means live your life with victory over the devil. Amen. Being a changed man and a changed woman, a changed boy and a changed girl. You don't talk like the world. You don't carry on worldly conversations like they do. You don't use profanity like they do. Because Jesus made the change in you. Amen. Praise God. Acts 4 and 12, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in Acts 4 and 12? Because people must understand they must go through Jesus to get to God. So many preachers talk about God and leave Jesus out the picture. But I'm here to let you know, you can't get to God if you ignore his son. What did the Bible say?
Neither is there salvation in any other.
There is no salvation in these false religions.
For there is none other name under the heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
There's no other name given among men where we must be saved. I'm telling you, amen. There's no need to waste time in the false religions. We need to look to the one true way to heaven, that is Jesus Christ. What did the Bible say?
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them, and they had been with Jesus.
Amen. Now, Peter, the apostle, was bold in saying this, knowing that it is the truth. People look to the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary is not the way. Amen. Muhammad is not the way. Buddha is not the way. Hinduism is not the way. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus to get to God. That's the only way. You can't get to God no other way but through Jesus Christ. And people need to understand, know that. Muhammad can't get you like that. Amen. But Jesus can. And people need to understand that. Praise God. I'm telling you, because that's the Jesus is the only way to get to God. The only way. I'm telling you. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message as we begin the month talking about Jesus is the only way to you. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live for you. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, Jesus, you are the way to get them out of their trouble. Set them free. Lord, give them power to know that you can give them the answers to life problems. Lord, I want you to go into the people in churches out there in the free world. Lord, let them know Jesus will transform and change their lives. And they won't be the same anymore. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise, and the song said Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. He really is your answer for everything. You heard the message in the prayer that Ella Holmes gave. If you believe that you have started your journey or you have renewed yourself in the Lord, he would be right there. So keep on standing in the word of God and keep on praying and keep on praising him for what he has done. And he would do even greater things for you. Those that behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often said, Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and for you to prosper too. You can have freedom right behind prison bars. Those in the free world, think of your prayers, support of our ministry. You also be called for prayer and counseling because God is there for you. And if you need it, the Lord God got it. Remember that he loved with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. We sure do love you, praise God. Amen. And also, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. And those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. Spanish-speaking inmates, write for Spanish material. Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people, praise God. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.